Lord Chaitanya said, I do not spread Balodharya all over India. If there's anyone who's left escapes my mercy in the Western countries, then I'll send a single body bhakta who will distill the love of Krishna there in the Western countries. So we are very thankful that the Srila Bhakti of Prabhupada came to the West and he gave us all love of Krishna through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Namaste Gauravani. Namaste Saraswati Devam. Gauravani. Gauravani Pracharami. Nili Seisha Sanyavadi Vaschakya Desha Tarani. So Srila Prabhupada, he was told by his guru to go to the West. So this little Lord Chaitanya, he decided to go down and reject so all these so much in the heavenly planets. In fact, we only have two problems. One is sometimes we're attacked by demons and are driven out. Other times, the problem is we are giving so much sense gratification that we forget to do your devotional service. So please give us devotion, give us love of Krishna. So this is your Avinda prayers. So, but Lord Chaitanya, he played the game with them and he made them visible to Brother Sachi. So she saw some shadows, she saw some figures moving, and she start praying to the Lord and singing it. Namaste, Rajamaya.
Namaste,
Rajamaya. So, the Devas, they knew that they were somehow visible to Mother Sachi, and normally they would be invisible to human beings. So then they ran of a cover. So because of Lakshmi Kanna made him visible, I didn't know that he was playing some game on him. At that time, Narada, which was the seat of our learning and our culture, people were overtly very religious, but actually their religion was mainly for show. Like when a Hindu would marry his daughter, he would spend a lot of money in the fabulous wedding so that he show up. And he will do a marvelous wedding. So the other one, he had no more daughters. What to do? He did not be defeated. So he decided to marry two trees. And he would do a tree wedding. And then some married dolls. And some married a female and male dog. And a female and male cat. Now, this marriage ceremony is not for cats and dogs. It's not for trees. It's for human beings. And so all these things were seen by the Vaishnavas. And they were very, very sad how the people are just wasting their time. And they don't really want to please Krishna. They don't really want to, they have no devotion. So it's just, showing off. So all these things were seen and observed by Advaita Gosai and other Vaishnavas. So the whole situation was very much polluted with Krishna, Dharma, Sakshat, Bhagavat, Panitam. So, religion is given by Krishna. So he never said to do this wedding of dogs and cats and so on. So this was the situation. So finally when our Lord Chaitanya came, he came on the on this day, this TV, full moon, and it was that time, on the full moon day, sometimes you have a lunar eclipse. So he came on during the lunar eclipse. And you think, well, this is normally an inauspicious time. But at that time, all the people would go through the Ganges to avoid the inauspicity of the lunar eclipse. And there was a general ban to chant Hare Krishna or to chant the name of the Lord. But when they were in the Ganges, they thought that the Ganges is pure, so they can chant. So then they would chant, Govinda, Govinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And the Muslims, they started to joke, just see how the Hindus are chanting, Hari Ro, Hari Ro, Hari Ro, Hari Ro. But somehow or other, they're also chanting. Everyone was chanting. And then Vaishnava said, this is supposed to be in auspicious day. But how everyone is chanting all the names. Hero! At that time, at that auspicious moment, when the moon rose, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Nitai Goranga, 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 Arrivo, arrivo. At that time, the devas, they showered flowers from the heavens. There was also the drums coming from the sky. Somehow the devotees all felt very blissful. In Shantipur, Advaita started to dance, and also in Puglia, Haridas Thakur began to dance. Everywhere the Vaishnava had been so happy. The demons, they felt depressed. So this was the auspicious moment of the advent of Lord Chaitanya. He delivered wives of the demigods. They came as village brownies in disguise to have the darshan of the lady of the lady Hanumai. So Mother Sachi was wondering how so many people have come to my house. Who are all these people? And they all were just neighbors. We are just from the street dog. We heard they had a lady, so they came to see. So like this, the house was filled with ladies. But they were actually from the celestial planets. They came down to see the Lord. General Vishnu, he was so happy. He wanted to offer this charity. He was a simple Brahmana. So he didn't know what to do. Next day we had a feast, and he fed all the Brahmanas. So tomorrow we have a feast. Prabhupada said that today, there's 2 days that we said compulsory we should observe 24-hour Anukalpa fasting. So although the breakfast at 6, we take a courtesy here in Mayapur. And also on Janmashtami at midnight, we take this type of a courtesy, non-grain feast. So tomorrow is the feast day. So we have to break our fast in the morning after sunrise. And then at noon, at 1 or 2, announced we take a feast for the, it's called the Jagannath Mishra feast. Just like in Prabhupada's case, day after the Jagannath is the notes of them. So, like that. Different ladies, they came and Sarvadeviya Vairatna, that's a donation with Mother Sachi. So she was showered profuse gifts. She knew where it all came from. It was like the goddess of fortune was in their house. So Jaramisha, he normally would go to a beg or teach or something, a medical duty. But without asking, all the charity was coming. So he was very happy that he had a son who was so beautiful. So see, Jaramisha, like Nanda Maharaj, he didn't know his son was Krishna. He thought his son was just a very nice boy. So one night he had a dream where a Brahmana said, "Listen, your son is Krishna. Your son is Bhagavan. So how can you teach him?" And he said, "I don't care who my son is. I'm his father. He's my son. I have to take care of you. But your son is Krishna. He's Bhagavan. What do you do to him?" He said, "No, I'm his father. I have to take care of him. But your son is God. He's Bhagavan in Israel." "Really?" He rolled up. "What a crazy dream. What a crazy dream. My son is my son. Hare go. Jai Nivai." So, on the next day, Sita Thakurani, the wife of Lord Advaita, she came with a palanquin and she came to give some presentations to Krishna, Chaitanya. So she brought some auspicious items, like turmeric roots and duva grass and scented oils and frankincense, myrrh. So she brought all these auspicious items, and then she also gave some donation to Mother Sachi. So she came to see. Somehow everyone was very much, they knew those who were from the higher planets, they knew that the Lord had come. But Mother Sachi, she just thought, "I have such a beautiful child. He's golden color. Everybody's coming to see him." So, like this, Lord Chaitanya, as a child, he had different pastimes. One of course, he was crying, "Mom, Mom." And they were a doctor, they tried everything. Nothing worked. He wouldn't stop crying. But then all the ladies start to chant, "Hadido, Hadido. Hadido, Hadido. Hadido, Hadido. Hadido, Hadido." And the child began laughing and smiling. So they said, "Aha, this is the secret." He had to chant. So they would chant different mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I saw you laugh, you smile. But as soon as it would stop, I hear you like, "Ah, Ma." He'll try. So he kept on chanting around the clock whenever he was awake. And this way, even as an infant,
He got everyone in the house to chant the holy names. Arrivo.
Arrivo.
Arrivo. Is the next leader here? But the snake curled up, and the Lord just got a light on the snake. And this night, Mahalishi lying on the, all of the leashes, lying on a Nanda Sesha. So, like this, he showed a very test on. Yesterday, Bhakti Prasadama's theme on how Lord Chaitanya gave what has never been given before. So that is a great, I have to go to the class, but you're very fortunate to hear, because Lord Chaitanya, what he's giving. You see, we would not get, not only us, but with 1,000 U.S. sales in one day of Burma. And Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he comes after Lord Krishna. Sometimes, not every time. So, how many days will buy? But the 1,000 U.S. is 4 billion years. So, 4 billion times 2, that's also 9. So that's 8 billion years. So like at least for 8 billion years, you won't get the same chance. So I was thinking how, like, if he loses his chance, if he loses it, he really lost out. He won't get a second chance for 8 billion years. Like this. And so, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It was brought to us by Srila Prabhupada, who worship countries by his representatives. So, we're very, very fortunate to have his mercy. So, he's giving what you couldn't get from Krishna. He doesn't think this person is qualified, this unqualified. Rather, he gives to everybody without discriminating. So, this is the great mercy of Lord Chaitanya. times that, oh, that's the Janmastan, that's the good place. But we're the Kamastan, into the world of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya left Mathura to come to the Vrindavan, where he had his deal. So we are the birthplace is holy, but the karma place, the workplace, is more sacred. So Prabhupada was saying that this son is the karma place. We want to spread the mercy of Lord Chaitanya everywhere, in every town. So he was always saying, work now, tomorrow later. And he said, I'll try to do our best to spread Lord Chaitanya's mercy everywhere. So we hope that all those who are present, they will get their battery charged. They'll feel their relationship with Lord Chaitanya very strong, and then they go back to wherever they came from. They will give out the mercy of Lord Chaitanya everywhere. We have such a gift. We have such a mercy. Harivo! This is a place of Lord Chaitanya's work. So we hope that you all feel very much connected with Lord Chaitanya. Oh, there's one other thing I want to say. How today is a very sacred day. That when Bhagi Maharaj, when he was bringing again he had all kinds of problems. Janmuni swallowed the Ganges, and when he got the Ganges here, on this place, she stopped. And he had a special chariot which was tapped in there, and he rode to make a little bit. So, and he saw, wonder what happened. What happened? Ganges, Ganges went forward. Why are you here? And he went into the Ganges. Stay here, the Lord Vrindavan is just a couple of days, and then the Lord Vrindavan Shiva. So she wants to be here for the Lord Vrindavan. So this place is known also as Vrindavanagara, and anyone who takes a bath today gets love of Krishna. Arriva. But please, sometimes, not every year, but sometimes we lose someone. So you have to be very careful when you take a bath. If you don't know swimming, just take some water in your head. Or go in and go right away. And have someone hold you. Please, you don't want to lose anyone. One time I gave initiation to one devotee, and he was there. And he knew something anyway. I don't know. Somehow he was drowning. And the sun goes and they're all afraid. Hello. And he goes, ah! He's drowning. And so I let him, I could save him. So he said, do the, he said he twice to it. So please, also, there's a lot of thieves, and they come today because they know that where there's a lot of people, there's a rush. It's easy for them to steal and take away. So only one lady, Regina, she lost a day. So please be careful. Don't carry days, don't carry a luxury. She didn't have a fabric of that. She didn't have money. She had an MP, a theater recorder. But please, or you have security so that watching out. Otherwise, in other things, it's not unlikely to find that the money bill is slashed and they take out the contents. And there's, you don't do anything, what would it? You find slash marks on your finger. If you do find anyone, grab them and call the police. But it's unlikely you'll catch anyone. Because they're very, very expert. Anyway, please be careful. And today, even the gamblers, everyone is rejoicing. Today is the day of the advance of Lord Golgotha. 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 Give a high, because I will.